It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for saving us by your grace. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus went to the cross. Our life is in Him. He died for us. He suffered for us. He shed His blood for us. Our salvation is totally in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you'd take each one of our lives, all your children. God, would we be yielded to you, molded in your hands. God, teach us to pray. Teach us to live. Teach us to serve you. And Lord, keep your hand upon us in these days. And Father, we thank you for your divine love and that grace that you've given us. Father, today would you be pleased to keep your hand upon this little ministry. And as the gospel simply goes forth, Father, how important the gospel is and the precious word of God. May we bow to the authority of what you say in your Bible. Open our hearts and Father, help us to simply bow to you. And God, would we simply be filled with your Spirit? And Father, that you'd teach us through the Spirit the things of God. Father, that soul that's suffering and hurting today, God, would you touch that body, that one that may be in the hospital or a convalescent home? Touch them, Lord. God, would you give grace? But Father, I pray today for our churches here in Astante. God, every little congregation, even in foreign country, keep your hand upon them. And Lord, would you keep your hand on this little ministry? May we be able to proclaim the gospel till Jesus comes. And may souls be saved. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and We thank you today for listening. And if you have your Bible today, I want you to just open the Word of God with us. We're in the book of Matthew, and we're in chapter 25. Now, yesterday, we dealt with the judgment of the Gentiles. And he said, talking about he'll gather, verse 32, He shall be gathered all nations. I mean, this is the world nation, every nation in the world. And then he, in judgment, he separates the sheep, born again believers, from the goats. The goats represent those that don't know the Lord. And this is just a simple teaching of it. Look at verse 41. And then shall he say unto them on his left. In other words, the sheep were on his right, the goats were on the left. And what does he say to the lost and to those on his left? Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And we pointed out, heaven's prepared for God's people. That everybody came into this world lost. through Christ we can be saved. It don't matter what nationality you are. Does not matter what color you are, what country you're from. You can be saved. And God has a place prepared for every individual that's bound and truly trusts the Lord. Now, the devil wants you to believe in anything and everybody else but Jesus Christ. But salvation is totally in the Lord. There's only one man that ever come into this world that was virgin born. That was Jesus. There's only one man that ever went to the cross and died for our sins. That is Jesus Christ. He died. Why did he die on the cross? Well, he was man. God gave him a human body, a man. In fact, when you trust Jesus Christ, you know what you do? You receive the man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He died on the cross. Somebody said, did God die? No, you can't kill God. That's why Jesus came and became a man, so that he could die for you and I. I'm a man. You that are listening, you're human. We're men and women. And the only way that we can be saved is through one person, and that is Jesus Christ. But to those that reject him, God said, you're going to be cast into an everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. May I say to you, you will go to hell by your own choice, by rejecting Jesus Christ and just simply living for the devil. There's a place for you. Hallelujah. I believe I'm listening. I believe I'm preaching to some dear old saints of God that pray for me. They call. We get letters from you. And many of you getting up in years, you can no longer even go to the house of God. I mean, your body's so weak. And when you hear the word of God, you rejoice and thank God. I got a note just a few weeks ago. And a little bit ago, I mean, time goes so fast anymore. And some ladies from down in Georgia said, preacher, stay on the air with us, with our station. We're a women's class, and we listen to you every day. And you're speaking to our hearts through the word of God. Well, what a blessing that was. Saints that are hungry for the things of God. Now, Jesus is going to explain in verse 42. And the question was asked, Lord, when did we see you? And Jesus said, I was in hunger, and you gave me no meat. This is the folks on the left, a person that just selfish, lived their own life, didn't care about it anymore. And I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hunger, and athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Look at verse number 45. Then shall he, Jesus, answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. See, God wants us, that individual soul that you meet every day. Do you ever see someone and it breaks your heart, and you just want to help them? I mean, hey, what have they accomplished? They're not wealthy. They're not highly educated. They're just individual souls. What's God talking about here? Every day that we live, we're living with people. How important are souls? did not God make man in his own likeness and his own image? May we pay close attention to everyone around us. And as a child of God, may we simply have a giving heart and a giving life. And may we share, and may we give, and may we look at them. And verse 46 says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Oh, my friend, what did God say here in this scripture? What it simply means is that you take your life, you've never cared about anybody else. You're going to go into judgment away from God. But that little old child, you love, you give, you share, you pray, you do all you can in your life. God said, the righteous, and our righteousness is Christ living in us. We shall go into righteousness, into life eternal. Ask yourself a question right now. Where's my destination? Where are you going? Are you planning to go into hell? Or are you give your life to the Lord and want to go to heaven and serve Him and live eternally with Him? Folks, what a decision must be made. And it's made in the individual heart. If you're saved, rejoice in it. If not, trust Him right now and say, "Jesus, would you come into my heart and save me?" And the minute that you yield your life to Him, He will save you. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.